Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos Daf Yudalid in the Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi, Shabbos Yudalid. We finish up the first part of our Daf today relating to the Mishnah that discussed the Takanas that were made in the Aliyah of Hananiah, Bechizki, and Gurion, and then we get into the back to the Mishnah of Inyanim of Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we just quoted one of the questions related to one of the takanas, because we said that Eretz Ha'amim, the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim was created by one of the halachas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We said, what do you mean? That was by the Zugos, right? Including the first Zug, the first pair. We know the Zugos are listed in the Mishnayos in Meseches Chagiga, and then what they say in Pirkei Avos, the Zugos whenever the pair is, they were the joint heads. One was the Nasi, one was the Avbezdin. The Nasi is the head of the Sanhedrin. So you see, it was much earlier. And there were a number of other takanas that were made in, listed in this group. So the Gemara says, no, that really it was made earlier, then it was forgotten. The Shachachua. And then they worked hard to, study the Torah, and they came to the same conclusion. And that's what we learned, that any Bezdin that pushes themselves, that puts their nefesh into it, so then eventually, sofo lizkai biyadon, they're going to get back to the original and uncover the same truth that the earlier Bezdin came up with. And now we're right in the middle. Va'asya ki damar Rabbi Mana. It's like what Rabbi Mana says, ki lo davarei ku mikem. Pasuk says, the Pasuk Pshat is that it is not something empty from you. The Torah is not empty. But we darshin, we had this once earlier, also. The imdava reik hu mikem. If it's a dava reik, if you think it's empty and you're not appreciating it, it's from you. Meaning it's because we didn't work hard enough. Lama hu l'fishenetem yigeyembo. Because we're not, working as hard. We're not having that amelus that creates the connection and the appreciation. Ki hu chayechem. When is it chayechem? When you are being miyageya, when you are working hard in it. Then we know the concept of amelus, of working hard. Nothing comes easy in life. And especially what Chazal says, shetiyu amelim batorah, v'sbisvosei tishmoru, not just doing the mitzvahs, but working hard in the mitzvahs. Remember the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the first pasuk in Bechukosai, 42 pshatim to that pasuk on Bechukosai. And there's a whole story that goes with it. Maybe one day, if there's time, we'll review the story. But again, it's the most introductions to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's Ala Torah. But the first pshat is Rashi, of working hard in learning, and that creates the connection. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, why is the most famous Chazal about Amelus Batorah on Barshas Bechukosai? Because Bechukosai doesn't only mean chok, as in law, but chakuk, which means engraved on. Something engraved on is not just written on and it can be erased. Something engraved, you cut out the stone, so you can't get rid of that. That's forever, if you engrave something. So too, if I have Amelus in a certain area of Torah, so then that's engraved on my heart, and it's with me forever. That's why Bechukosai, it is there. Period. Okay, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Lo Shanu, two versions of Shmuel. Shmuel number one, Lo Shanu, that which we said in yesterday's daf. That's what we said, that you need a Bezdin Gadol Heimenu B'chachmu V'minyan to be Mevatel and to undo an earlier Takana, Ela B'toch Shmona Asar. That's only within these 18. These 18 have special status. That's why within the 18 you need a greater Bezdin. Ha'chutz L'Shmona Asar. If it's other Takanas besides these 18, Afilu Katan Mevatel, even a smaller Bezdin can be Mevatel. It's not a problem. Any Bezdin, even not called a Menachach Levavinyan. Says the Gemara, really? Hativon, one second, Ari Shvius. We know the whole discussion. We had this in Mesecha Shvius. Shvius, remember the concept of Tosefa Shvius. Tosefa Shvius, which some of it's Daraisa, but some of it's Darabanan. Hare Chutz L'Shmona Asar Davar. Right, this is not one of the 18. Shemitah. V'Rab Yonasan Makshilei. Which in Rab Yonasan asks about it. What did they ask about it? How could Rabbi Gamliel get rid of it? Rabbi Krispa da b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel based, he tiro b'isr shnei prakam rishonim. Right, the 2 months, the two time periods before Shemitah. There are different time periods, if you remember, up till Shavuos before, up till Pesach before. So the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel was matir. And that's where there's all much of Shvias B'zman Hazeh. He was matter it. And Rabbi Yonasan Boyer, Rabbi Yonasan asked on that. V'lo kein tanin she'in bezin yochalot v'adlev v'rbezu chavero alehav kein godem enim chach v'vinyin. You can't get rid of it. So how do you do that? But what do you see from that question? The question is that even a non-18 needs to have a godem enim chach v'vinyin. So how could Shmuel say that this is limited. This is limited. Out to the 18, you don't need godem enim chach v'vinyin. No answer is given here in the Yerushalmi. No answer given. How can, if it was an earlier din derabanan, then how could it be gotten rid of? And the question is even worse. Because even worse, in the Moed Katan, on the first couple of dafim, daf gimel, that some of Tosefes Shvius is halacha Moshe B'Sinai, not just derabanan. So how could Rabbi Gamliel get rid of it? So the Gemara answers there in Moed Katan, kach nitnu hadin. It was part of the din. If it was a Durabanan, then it was built into the Durabanan, at least parts of Tosef is a Durabanan, that if a later Bezin wants to get rid of it, then they can get rid of it. Or part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that it was only for limited time. So again, that's the classic answer whenever you have a type of exception to the rule. This is part of the original din. It was part of the Tanai. It was a built-in Tanai that was given, and that's what the Gemara talks about in Moed Katan. And that's where we had a lot of lumdis discussed about Tosefes. That's what the Gemara says. I'll just read it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, this is Gimel Amud Beis in the Moed Katan in the Bavli, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. V'yasu Hani Tikun Mipesach U'miyatzeres. V'asnu Biditu Kalarotza Levatel Yavo V'yavatel. Right, whoever wants to be Mevatel can be Mevatel. They made that Tanai built in. Okay, there's a lot more there by Tosefes, but not for now. So that's version number one of Shmuel. Shmuel had said, you need a greater only within the 18, but out of the 18 you don't. Asa Rav Avun, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel says, different version. Lo Shanu, when do you need a greater one? And a greater one works to be Mevatalit, Elachutz L'Shmon Asar. That's outside of the 18. Habitok Shmon Asar, Afilu Gadol Ein Mevatel. But within these 18, even a gadol cannot be mevatel. These 18 are forever. Even a bezin gadol man dechach levinyan cannot be mevatel within the 18. Why? Because they were moser nefesh. Who was moser nefesh? Bishamai. Remember, we heard a couple days ago. Bishamai was moser nefesh to get these laws passed. They stood there with the swords, not letting Beis Hillel go up. And therefore, because they were moser nefesh for these laws, they have special status. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Just lahefech. Amar Rabbi Mana, lo mistavra dola. This is not logical that this is true. Rather, Hovu Oni's Batel. It's just the opposite. Because this was a forced vote and Beis Hillel didn't get up there to express their opinion, it should be worse and it shouldn't count at all. So don't tell me that these have special status because, oh, these 18 and they're forever. They should have no status. Okay, so the Gemara says, I don't think that's a svara for Shmuel. Let's just continue for a moment. Hativon, but 1 second. We have another kasha, right? You want it on the second version, right? So Shmuel, according to this version, Shmuel says the 18 could never be gotten rid of. Never be gotten rid of. But didn't we just say the past couple of dafim that there was shemen? Hare shemen. Hare betok shmon asar. Rabbi Yonasan Akshile, right? Remember the oil, and Rabbi Yonasan asked the kasha, how could Rebbe get rid of it? He's not greater b'chachma v'binyin. But mashma clearly from that question that if he was greater b'chachma v'binyin, there wouldn't be a problem. And they were matter the shemen lamaisa, as we learned, right? Bezdin shehitiru shemen. Rav Kahana b'reid Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rav Acha mati la b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shemen b'la mavutal. Okay, they made it was a built-in clause that shemen, if a bezdin in the future wants to get rid of it and is greater than in b'chabav minyan, they can have that power. So Shmuel would say, according to this version of Shmuel, it's another exception to the rule. Interesting. Rambam and the Kesef Mishna suggests the Rambam is based on our Gemara. And we had a couple of the day before we had the suggestion of the Kesef Mishna and the Radvaz that where does the Rambam get that what the Rambam says? And if you don't use oil of Akum, then you're choshes. You're doing a great chait. You go against Bezdin. That came from the Yerushalmi. Here's another one. So the Rambam quotes all of these halachas in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Mamrim. About who's allowed to argue on who. And the Rambam there says, first of all, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, what if it's not a takana? We didn't make this clear. The Gemara didn't talk about this. What if it's not a takana? It's just a hekesh. Davar alame mein yano klalu prat. So the Rambam there says every bezin kedarshim sukim bezin at least sometimes of Chazal kedarshim sukim however they want. Right? Bezin agadol shedarshu ba'achas ben amidos kifim machinir beinayim shadin kach. V'danu din, Bezdin darshes a din from one of the Yud Gimel Midos, V'yamad acher and Bezdin acher, V'nira lo tam acher listoro so a din, they want to darshen differently, Hariz asoser, V'din kavi mashayir be'enav, they can darshen and interpret the Torah however they want. Shenemar el ha-shofet asheriyeh be'yemim ha-heim, Eina tachay lalechaz el ha-acher Bezdin shebidorecha. Fine. Halacha aleph. Halacha beis. Bezdin shegazru gzeira, o hiskinu takana, this is different. This is not just interpreting the laws of the Torah using the tools of the Midos. But if they made a takana or a gzeira, v'enigu minog, upashat kal adavar b'chal Yisrael, the amad, and then, ironically, this is the Drabanan, the Daraises, you can darshan in however way you want, interpret the Torah. But the Drabanans, the amad achare bezan acher upikish levatza divar harishonim lakro so takana vosa gzeira, a later bezan wants to get rid of it, eino yachal shiigadam inad harishonim b'chach levavinyan. That you have to be greater b'chachma over minyan, because they felt that was for the good of the society. If you're only greater in chachma and not minyan, minyan not chachma is not good enough. You have to be greater in both. Fine. V'heich yugdom a minyan. That's what the Rambam says. How do you greater a minyan? That's what we said. More rabbis accept the din. But then the Rambam adds an halacha gimel. Bamed dvarim amurim. When do you say that a later bezin has greater b'chachma over minyan can get rid of the earlier takana gzera? Bidvarim shelo asur osan el kedei lasos yag elo shar dinei Torah. Any din derabanan, dinei derabanan that were created for to remember things and to encourage and uplift the spirituality of the dor. Avod dvarim shero bezdin ligzar o lasur oso lasan syag. But if they made a din mishum syag, a fence law for protection of the Torah. In Pashat Yisurim B'chal Yisrael, if all Klal Yisrael accepted that, Ein Bezdin Agadol Acher Yochal Akron Ulahatir and Afilu Hayagadol Anarishonim. But if there was a law that was made Mishum Siyag, protection of the Torah, then even a greater Bezdin cannot get rid of it. That's the Rambam. And the Radvaz, the Kasevishos wonder, where did the Rambam get this from? Where does it say this? That something is, even if you're God, look at the Mishnayos in Idias, there's no limit. It just says, if you're God, you can't get rid of it. The Rambam comes up with this Chiddush. That if it's Mishum Siyag, protecting the Torah, so then that is off limits. That's off limits. Says the Kesavish and the Radvaz, it's based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah in the Bavli and Shabbos in the Yerushalmi. And that is where there's a Deya out there that says these 18 things are untouchable. These 18 things are untouchable, even a greater Bezdin. Why not? What? These 18 things are special. The Rama must understand these 18 are not these 18 uniquely, but these 18 are examples of Mishum Siyag. And anything Mishum Siyag, that's what's different. Chutz miyurches davar, v'chayotze bahem, shehem dvarim shenasu siyag latorah, demai rabusa, diyurches davar, mishar takanis, asked the Kesavishta. So this is a Gemara about a Zara, daf lamed vav, in the Bavli, and here in the Yerushalmi, right, and that's the suggestion that the Kesavishna and the Radvaz make. That's how the Rambam understands these Yudches Davar. We continue. Says the Gemara, Nachmin, Breder of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, B'shem Rishon bar Nachmeni. Okay, this Nachmin says in the name of his father. Chamesh, finishing up this sugya, once we're talking about Bati Dinim, allowed to be Mavatel earlier Dinim. So we talk about Kachim. Chamesh Chados Mesos. We haven't touched this in a long time. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this in the Yerushalmi Shirim. Right, Chamesh Chados Mesos. We know a Karban Chatos. Karban Chatos is broad L'chaper. L'chaper. And it has to have that essence. It has to be atoned for a sin. And therefore, if there's any disconnect between this carbon chatos and the owner, so then it cannot function as a carbon chatos. And there is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai that you cannot bring this carbon chatos. Five cases, right? Third parak in Tzmura, fourth parak in Tzmura, parak vlad chatos. The first mishnah there, daf chaf aleph in Tzmura, lists off the five cases that this applies to. Vlad chatas. So if you are carbon chatas, every chatas is a female. Every chatas animal. So let's say it has a baby. Your chatas animal has a baby. So that animal has the status of chatas, but it's not connected to any sin. So you can't bring it as a carbon chatas. Tmuras chatas. Let's say somebody violates the isser of tmura and substitutes a chatas for another animal. So that other animal also has status of chata somewhat, but again, not connected to an owner that it has to bring it in order to be mechaper. Chata shemesu balea, if a chata's owner dies before the carbon is brought on their behalf. All these cases, shemesu baleha, of reshnasa, it got old. It got too old past the time that you had to bring it. Or of the, it got lost, and then you bring a new one, and then you find the old one. Those are five cases we have basically an extra chatas here. If you want to, the poskim, the Rishonim, I think, quote this. Vitimna. Vitimna is the abbreviation, the Rashi Tevis, that applies. Vlad chatas, smuras chatas, is kapar ba'acher, right? Avrish nasa, right? Mesu ba'aleha, right? Those are the five. Vitimna is the Rashi Tevis for the five. So if you look in the Bavli, it seems pretty mefurish in the Bavli that the halacha Moshe Misinai of the, these are called the five chatos mesos. They have to be put in a field and left to die. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. And there's a special din, kol shebechatos mesa, ba'asha mikravola, okay, ba'anita klariya, but these are the five. So that's what it seems like in the Bavli, that the halacha Moshe Misinai not only says that you can't bring them as a carbon chatos, but you have to leave them to die. You have to leave them to graze in the field until they die. But the Bavli seems to have a different understanding of this. The Achronim point out that this seems to be a machlokas about what the halacha Moshe Misinai tells me. So with that background, Chamesh Chados Mesos, Razu, Bezdin, Levatel, Mevatlin. The five Chados Mesos, if Bezdin ever wants to be Mevatel, these five Chatos Mesos, they can be Mevatel. What does that mean? They can be Mevatel. So again, the Carbon Haidi here quotes the five that I just mentioned. They can be Mevatel and what? And not let it die? And bring it as a, and do something else with it. Let it get a mum. So Gemara says, Amar b'chiyah bar ada, hada da'at amar, shelo yidachu l'misav yiplu medava. What do we say that you could change? That you could say, the a bezdin could decide that, you know what, we're not gonna make it graze and just dry, but we'll redeem it when it gets a mum and bring with that money, nedava and ola. Avolikar v'alangam and mizbeach, but to bring it, to say that, oh, you can be makrib on the mizbeach, ain't chatas beis akreva. No, that's a din daraisa. That's a lacha moshe misinai, and you can't get rid of that. So it seems from this Gemara that, you know, the idea of mesa is also not part of lacha moshe misinai. Not just the din of not being makrivit, but also letting it die, that second part is not part of the din daraisa. So that's against the Bavli. The Bavli, the pashup shot, is that the halacha moshe misinai includes Mesa. That's part of the Moshe Misinai. Different understandings. Which, if this is true, again, Machlokas. The Machlok Bavli Yerushalmi, this relates to that Rambam. The Rambam, it says in the Pirush Mishnah is to Hakdama L'Pirush HaMishnah that there was never a Machlokas about the Halach Moshe Misinai. So usually that means in the Gemara. You can never argue whether Halach Moshe Misinai is a Halach Moshe Misinai or not. And there are many questions on the Rambam. What about Sroros? What about, you know, many others? But most halacha Moshe Misinai do not have any machlokas. What about here, Bavli Yerushalmi? I don't know if what that would entail for the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Ad kan the Yurchas Dvarim. Now we get back to Hilchos Shabbos. We know the Mishnah is here in Hilchos Shabbos in the first parak talk about actions on Erev Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omer. Beis Shammai says there are certain activities you're not allowed to start before Shabbos, which continues on to Shabbos. Ein Shorin. Dio samamanim v'charshinim. You're not allowed to soak these types of dyes or inks. Karshinim. Getting back to Zroim days. Right? Karshinim. Elakadishi yeshur mibod yom. You're not allowed to soak these on Friday until they started, as we'll see, that's what it means. It started already soaking before Shabbos. There's a type of malacha. Which malacha are you doing? Are you doing the malacha of tzoveya, coloring, dyeing the liquid it's in? Are you doing, some say this is, there's the malacha of lush, because it's becoming a type of, paste. So either way, whatever malacha you're doing, you can't do it on Friday. Well, Beisil Matir, Beisil says no problem. So if you look, we'll get to this, not today, but if you look in the Bavli, it seems pretty clear what the Machlokas is about. Machlokas is about Shvisas Kalim. Shvisas Kalim. Beis Shammai holds that not only do you have to rest on Shabbos, does your animal have to rest on Shabbos, does your Eved have to rest on Shabbos, those are in the Torah, but your Kalim have to rest on Shabbos. Right? And therefore, you can't do something on Friday that's going to even do a malacha memela on Shabbos because your kalim have to rest on Shabbos too. And Beis Hillel says, no, there's no Isra Shvisas kalim on Shabbos. We pass on like Beis Hillel. But here, we're going to have a little different version of what the Svara is. Not, and it seems like based on a Pasuk. Beis Shammai Omer V'chol. My time, my own Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say that you has to be soaking for before Shabbos? Sheishas Yamim Tavod V'yasizukam Latecha. 6 days do all your work. And what does it say? kol malachtecha. So we darshin the kol, gomra mi bodyo. Kol could be as kol kale, to finish it. Kol, finish your malacha on Friday. Kol malachtecha gomra mi bodyom. And that's what the Karban Eide says here. Drosh kol lashon kale maasecha. Shesof maasecha taseh b'shishi v'lo b'shvi. You got to finish your homework. Fine. Well, my tameon de Beis Hillel. And what is base, what is the source of Beis Hillel that this is not a problem? Sheishes yamim taseh maasecha uvayom. Put the comma in the wrong place for the drasha. Right? 6 days do work and yom, meaning, and also Shabbos, some work can be done for you too. Right? Memela. So that's, his drasha. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Mama kaimin Beis Hillel tameon de Beis Shammai. What does Beis Hillel do with Beis Shammai's pasuk of, you know, kol malachtecha? Sheishes yamim tavod, yesis kol malachtecha. Ba'ovdei b'yadan. That's, you can't continue doing active work on Shabbos, right? All of your work has to be kalei, finished on Friday, active, with your yad. But whatever is happens by itself, that's okay. That's not included. Umayt mekayimin Beis Shammai tameon de Beis Hillel. What does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's pasuk of sheyan tavod tazem asecha vayom? Sheishes yamim tazem asecha uvayom, right? Imze, if it starts bayom. That's what Beis Shammai says. According to this version of Beis Shammai, it's not that this is or she's a Skelim, but it's just that you're not allowed to have a Kli do malacha for you to start on Shabbos. But as long as it started before Shabbos, it's okay. Right? Sheish yam tavod taseh maasecha uvayom. And as long as it started during the day, it's okay. Kahada detani, like the following. I look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. This is how you read this Gemara. As long as it starts on Friday. So for example, number of examples in the Braisa. You're allowed to open up a water source to water your garden on Shabbos, as long as it starts watering it on Friday. And it can continue getting the water on Shabbos. Or nosdin kiloris al gabe ha'ayin be'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to put some type of medicinal swab on the eye on Erev Shabbos, and it starts healing and going into the eye on Friday. Even though it's going to continue, and we know there's an isser of Refu on Shabbos. This is a little difficult, because Refu on Shabbos, the whole thing is this a Drabanan. So we're going to make a Gzeira about a Drabanan? That's a little tricky. We'll talk about that. Or Nesta Ritiya Gabi Maka, also here. Nesta Ritiya Gabi Maka Me'erev Shabbos. You could put some type of bandage on a wound. V'imis Shabbos Alechaz B'Shabbos. And as long as it starts the healing process on Friday, it's okay. So those two seem to be Drabanans, which are different than number one, which is watering. Or this one. Nesta Magmar Tachaz Akelem Me'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to put a type of spice on fire underneath clothing on Erev Shabbos. They used to smoke their clothing to make it smell good. And it smokes on Shabbos. Again, as long as you started all this beforehand. You can put that type of sulfur under Kalim on Erev Shabbos. Same type of idea. So all of those are allowed as long as you started it before Shabbos. Stop there for a moment. The sprinkler. So you can start a sprinkler on Erev Shabbos. So we paskin mutter all of these, even if you didn't start it before Shabbos, because there's no issur shvisas kalim. Let's just do one more line. One more line of the Braisa. Even though all of these are mutter, this one thing that's usur. You're not allowed to put wheat into a mill of water, right? A handmill. That has to be totally ground before Friday, before Shabbos. What's the difference? You're putting wheat into a grinder. So why is that different? Why is that worse? Amar Reb Chagai, B'Bnei Mashmiya says a kol. It's a loud machine. That's the sugya of Avsha Milsa. Even if we say like Beis Hillel, this is Beis Shammai, but even like we don't like Beis Hillel, she's kinam as mutter. And even Beis Shammai, who says, as long as it starts before Shabbos, you're okay, according to the Yerushalmi, but if it makes a loud noise, that is an Isser Durabanan called Avsha Milsa. One is allowed to have loud noises functioning in their home on Shabbos, because people might think that you turn the machine on Shabbos. And that's why loud noises are off. And this is what we paskin. The Ramah quotes this in, this is not just within a Beis Shammai. This is Beis Hillel too. Beis Hillel paskin, we paskins. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, right? All of these are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. All these things are mutter. for Beis Hillel for sure. But even according to the Yerushalmi's Beis Shammai, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, de'ein adam mitzuv al shvisas kelim. That's what Beis Hillel hold. That's what all these are mutter. But, umutter lasis chitim otoch rechaim shomayim sabal chashecha, v'lo chashin al ashbaz kol shiomer rechaim shoponit ochet b'shabbos, v'yesh omrim berechayim, v'yesh osrim berechayim. Right, and that's the day of asering for Hashmas Kol. B'chav makom sheish lachush l'Hashmas Kol, v'hachi nahug l'charchila. The iser of avsha milsa Hashmas Kol. Miyu bin makom seda yesh lahakel. If there's a hefsid involved, so then one could be makel and it could get out of this, you know, if everybody knows, I call yodim, I call lamid the mask, everybody knows that it starts beforehand, so then it would be okay. The interesting tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. Says Eliezer Tshuva, Chelek Dalet Simin Lamed Aleph, about setting a sprinkler on a Shabbos clock and having the sprinkler go off on Shabbos. Right? So what if somebody asks, usually, let's say, not as common in Eretz Yisrael, with the sprinklers. But, if you have a sprinkler, let's go, it's Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever it is. So usually it's not a problem, but sometimes if it's Yontif, then you have to remember to change do you have to make yourself crazy? To make sure it doesn't go off on Yontif, or if it goes off on Shabbos, somebody needs to be watered. So Tzitz Eliezer says, he was asked to Shaila, and he heard that some people say it's Aser. He says, I would think, Me'ikar Adin, it is Mutter. It is Mutter. Avshe Milsa. He says, this is not a loud noise. Right? He says, the Isser is Hashmo'as Kol, not Re'ias Malacha. And therefore, he doesn't think this is loud enough to be a problem, and therefore he says, I don't think it's usur. He says, maybe not, but he says, if somebody out there, he says, I know there are people out there who are traditional, that if you don't give them this heter, they're just going to water their grass on Shabbos. So tell them that this is mutter. He says, and if you want lachadchila, put a little sign in petek on the sprinkler that says, this is with a sha'on Shabbat. And it goes on Shabbos. But he does not think that it's a hashmas kol because it's nirin below Nishman. Okay. There's a lot to say about Refuah B'Shabbos, but we'll have to leave that for now. But what do you see from, what we've said so far in these, in all these cases? As long as the Malacha starts before Shabbos, you're okay. And what about the last case? Putting the grain, the kernels into the mill. So that also would have been mutter had it not been for Hashmas Kol. Even though, this is what we're going to get into now, even though you might say, what do you mean it's mutter? Fine dye, it's the whole thing starts. But maybe every grain kernel was looked at as separately. So the grain kernels that were crushed on Friday, but on Shabbos, those are new grain kernels. So you say this malacha started? Are all of these looked at as one big thing? So the assumption from this Gemara is yes. The only problem is Hashmas Kol. But without the Israel of Hashmas Kol, it would have been mutter. So is that true? Let's continue. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Ya'us Rabbi, Savak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says to this suggestion of Rabbi Chagai, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, then that fits in. Then you're good. Bram Karabanan, but according to Rabbanan, it's not going to work. What Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbanan? So this is a Mishnah later on in Baba Malikin, what Ashkenazim say every Friday night. There, the Mishnah says that let's say you have a little old-fashioned candle, you have a wick and a little oil source, but you have another source of oil in, let's say, an egg with a hole in the bottom of it, a little above, and it drips in, drip, 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 to give it more fuel. Are you allowed to have that set up on Shabbos? You let it have it set up on Shabbos, right? There's a chash that maybe you'll remove the egg, and that's grumma, because you're taking away some of the oil. Or, and also, do you say it's looked at as one big thing? Do you look, it's one big oil. When you light the oil, it's as if you're lighting the oil even in the other source, the oil in the egg. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. It's all looked at as one big thing. The oil here, the oil there. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying here. The grain, it's all the grain kernels. It's one big thing. The grain that's being crushed, it's all one big thing. So if you're like Rabbi Yehuda over there, that the oil is like one big connected thing, then what you say makes sense, because the grain also. But the Rabbanan say, no. The oil up here is not connected to the oil down there. So going to the Rabbanan, this would probably be us, not only because of Hashmas Kol, but because Beishamay would say, it didn't start yet. Didn't start yet. So let's read that now. Barab Karabanan, according to the Rabbanan, who aser in the case later on with the oil, kimo din and amrin taman. Just like we see over there, mishum lohisko b'chol tiba v'tipa, the drops didn't start yet. So you can't use this contraption on Shabbos. Kain inun amrin hacha mishum lohisko b'chol kita v'chita. Every grain kernel didn't start yet, and therefore it would be aser to use, not just because of Hashmas Kol, but because Beishamai says it has to start before Shabbos, this is not called started. It started for these grain kernels, but it didn't start for these. Therefore, that would be more of a problem. Okay, version number one. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, a second reason why the case of the grain would be a problem. It's very easy to forget yourself and therefore try to, if the something happens with it, it gets stuck, you're going to pull out the peg and put the peg back in to fix this little mill. And it's not like you put the die in the thing and you just leave it. There's nothing to do. Here, it's a mill that every so often breaks and you have to fix it. So that's why we wouldn't allow you to use it, because you might come to fix it on Shabbos. Fine. They each had an argument with each other, and that the other one couldn't answer, couldn't figure out the answer. Beisila says to Beishamai, "You say that you can't start a malacha on Erev Shabbos unless it's going to be unless it's going to start before Shabbos." Einatam modim lanu shetonim koras beis abad v'yiguli agat im chashecha v'lo yachlu lashivan. Don't you agree? Right, it says later on that you're allowed to put down this big board to start squeezing the olives and the grapes on Erev Shabbos. Right, you say that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Right, you say that's mutter, but according to you, it doesn't have to like be started before Shabbos. And I say you're allowed to put it on right at the beginning of Shabbos. Amar Reb Zeira, ilule delo male reshe beni ar yavasa. Reb Zeira says, if I wouldn't want to pick up my heads between the lions, meaning I don't want to get involved with Shabbos Hillel, says that Shabbos couldn't answer. I don't want to put my head up between the lions, but you know what? I have a way he could have answered. Havina Amar Taima Taman Kfar Nekro Kaldim Vatiba Mimkoma. By the board case, the board is so heavy, the second you put it on, the drops start coming out. So even if you put it on right before Shabbos, it's kilu, it started beforehand. That's what Beishamai would answer. Hacha Maiskal Memar, but in the other cases, the die case or whatever, it doesn't start the first second. It takes a little while. So that's what Beishamai could have answered Beisila. And the other way, Beishamai Amr LeBeisilah Davar Achav Lo Yachla Shivan. Beishamai says Beisilah something that he couldn't answer. Amr Beishamai LeBeisilah. Don't we say in the Mishnah later on, Einat Amodim Lonashin Solon Basur Basul Beisilah Kadishi Yitzulu Mibod Yom Lo Yachla Shivan. Beisilah, don't you agree that you're not allowed to put, like, in Bishul issues, you're not allowed to put stuff right on the fire before Shabbos, right? Because it might get, it has to be roasted enough before Shabbos, right? This gets into issues of Shehiya. So don't you agree to that? I thought it has to be done, you know, it can be all done on Shabbos. Reb Zeira, again, Reb Zeira says, Iluli Dilamali Reshi Beni Ayavasa, if I wouldn't want to put my head amongst the lions, I have an answer for Beis Hillel. Havina Amar Taima Taman, Basel Basel Beisa Darkan Lasapich. Because by cooking, like we said before, it's easy, you might want to turn it over. It's part of the cooking process. But here it's different. Here there's no chash. Period. Meaning, Bishul is different. There are Xeris to Rabbanan that even Beis Hillel agrees to. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Reb Yudin, and we'll continue a little bit and see how this fits into the other sugyas of Shehiyah, that come up later on in the Masechta. We'll have to see that fits in, but we'll stop by Amar Reb Yudin.